This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's by the fan on a Friday. Mac, I got to give you an update for Love Island, man. I forgot we're supposed to do it at 7:49, but it's 7:59, so everything's all right. Let me get to the actual thing here. We'll get there real quick. Okay, I shared it because we got to vote for our guy, Mac.
So, what am I doing?
We got 59 responses now.
Okay.
Vern's at 29%.
Okay.
Drew's at 19%. Mac Moore, you're at
50%. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
53%.
All right,
boys,
let's go.
Tell me, come on. What do you think about this? This is our producer on Love Island. How about that?
You like that?
Matt,
look at
ready,
God.
Let's enter right now.
Look at God right there, man. Chest hair and everything. Tony Temple in studio with us. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show. We appreciate you being here.
So glad to be here, guys.
How's life,
good morning.
Man?
Life is good. Busy.
Can we get it out of the way real quick? I'm a Blue Springs Wildcat.
Oh, man. Well, we're friends,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, I think so.
We got your coach.
So, yeah. You got everybody's coach.
Oh, you just, man.
You got everybody's.
Got your coach.
Love Blue Springs. And, you know that rivalry.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was tough.
So, I don't know if you go back that far in glory days. I try to because I don't have the glory that you had. I was a eighth man off the bench that was fat and white, right? Like, I played basketball for 2 years.
Hello, but America.
I'll never forget, I think it was 2004. Would that have been your senior year?
Yep.
Okay, so that I remember the battle was you and Andrew Tuggle. That was the two guys that everyone went to go see, right? Allstate, everything was big.
Yeah.
And 10,000 people at Rockhurst.
It was a hell of a day.
I remember walking in there, seeing the blue and white, and seeing the purple and gold. And I remember that was when I was captivated by high school sports.
Thank you for those numbers, because, like, you know, you try not to say those numbers, but it's an unbelievable experience living in that era. And you're right. I don't care if it's a Blue Springs or a Rockhurst game, to see a football field taken over, the top football field taken over, to see neighbors on their porch, like, it was an unbelievable culture of high school football. And the kids, they believed in it, the parents believed in it, the coaches. You talk about the shutdown of your cities in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
That was happening in Kansas City. I hear so many stories now. That's why I don't mind talking about it, because when you're playing those days, you're locked in. But barbershops were shutting down. Youth lead teams were shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
And I had people in the business professional world that say, hey, do you realize what Fridays were when, you know, that era of time? And I'm like,
I mean,
yeah,
to give you a peek behind the curtain, it was Rock Week at Blue Springs High School. Like, every day was like a different themed day about how, like, you know, you wore like ripped blue shirts, or like Friday was the big assembly. And it was like, it's Rock Week. We're going to go in there and, you know, Tony Temple, we're not going to let him, you know, destroy us. And I mean, I never met you until I think today. And I knew who you were 20 years ago, because I knew what that game was. And my dad took me to that game. This is a true story. My dad was like, hey, Friday night, Rockhurst, Blue Springs, we're going to go up to State Line. We're going to watch this game, and you're going to see the impact of high school sports. And he was right. I mean, I remember getting to the stadium, not even knowing where to park, with my father, walking in, and it was just like, boom. And it was Donahoe, and it was Severino, it was Tuggle, it was Temple, it was Stinson Dean and Darius Hill versus all these guys. I'm going back in the days. But I mean, it was like, I watched that game, and I think, I don't know if this is true. Did you return a kick in that game in the regular season?
Because
I know how the playoffs went, unfortunately.
No. So what happened, the first game we came out, we were on you guys. It was 35-0 first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, I came off a great game. I had like 5 touchdowns, 285 yards, but I didn't even touch the ball in the first quarter. So I was like feeling like, okay, you know, I want to, you know, it's a big game. I want to do something. And I begged my coaches to play special teams. Begged them.
That's right.
Begged them to play. And of course, they did not want me to play. And I had an art of blocking kicks. And so I flew out over there on a punt return. I lay out. And I'm literally trying to, like, pause for the cameras. Like, I'm already back there. And I land on my shoulder.
Yep.
And it comes out. And you can hear the whole crowd. I mean, it is quiet. I see my shoulder is completely out. It's hanging out of my shoulder pad. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is not good. And sure enough, that was literally the begin. That was the start of like a really hard senior year, because I end up obviously taking off, and you know, I learned a lot. I mean, it's funny what I do now, but I took off, tried to rehab. I was really disconnected from my senior year, from my team, which you can imagine that freshman year. Those guys, I waited forever to play with them. They waited forever. Mm-hmm. Like, that was my class. I didn't even get a chance to truly even bond with my 04 freshman class because of my story. And so not being able to play with them, returning, I pulled a hamstring. And so I think in a Dallas game, And yeah, I only played 4 games that season. I ended up having 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. That's what kept me on.
I mean, that's nuts.
That kept me on the recruiting trail. Yeah. But at the same time,
it's 250 yards a game for those in the back. I mean, you know, 250
you
yards
so
a game.
Derrick Henry could run, man. Yeah. I get what you're doing. Yeah.
So, but mentally, I think that was my hardest year because that, you can imagine, your senior year. But yeah, conditioning and health, you learn a lot.
Yeah, you really do. And hey, look, you were able to still go to Mizzou and still have a hell of a career there, and you made statements in big-time bowl games and everything like that. So it all worked out for the best. I mean, you know.
It does. And, you know, I think even those hard times show you how to play your position, be a team player. And that Mizzou team is the illustration of that because that's a superstar team. You mm-hmm. had to be ready to play and be the best at your position at that time. And honestly, you know, you never knew. So those bowl games for me, I mean, we passed the ball all year.
Yeah.
Great. They prepared for 30 days for pass. That's an easy game for me. So it's hard for me to really take credit and not give my boys all the love.
You guys were like kind of the squad that put Mizzou back on the map too. I mean, that's got to be a cool feeling to kind of look back at that crew and go, damn, we were really effing good around here, you know?
You know what? It is. It's a feeling that you do try to hold on to. But I think what's really cool is I think just the Mizzou alumni and the administration, when they made that switch to the SEC, that would have been a great opportunity to leave the past behind, leave the Big 12 behind. And they've done a great job reaching out. I can't tell you the interaction that I've had with the campus and with the alumni and just with Kansas City. And I just appreciate that love. I think they're doing a great job now. And I love that we're starting to develop another pipeline in Kansas City again, because I think that was missing for so long.
It's kind of cool, too, as we talk with Tony Temple, you kind of got high school sports back on the map. Then you kind of got Mizzou sports back on the map here. You're the conduit in all that. You've seen both of those things really take off since you were part of them.
Oh, man. And honestly, just in my position, in my role of other people before and after me, I think that even the people that's after us shows what the past was, or even the people before. So, you know, it's been a cool experience to see it all. And I just love that we're still evolving in the sports world. Like you take the world of flag football right now. I'm loving that. I love the transition. I love that so many guys that play tackle sports are allowing their daughters or sons to play. And that's cool. You know, let's evolve with the game and the sport.
What are you doing now?
I think the biggest thing that I'm doing right now is just trying to take a lot of the experience that we just are discussing today and wrap them up for families. Try to help them, encourage them to have healthy habits and inspire them through fun. I'm a father myself now, and my daughter and I, during the pandemic, we were struggling like a lot of families, and we, you know, had to put our imagination together and be creative, and we created this wellness workbook. And since then, we've just started a mission of just to help families out, because I was struggling. You know, we talked about all this history of just fitness, and, you know, that took me on to my professional career, too, as well. I saw that my meltdown and breakdown as a father with my 9-year-old at the time was bad. And so that mental capacity is really important, I think, for us to work together as a collective. And sometimes we just need tangible tools and other people to share that. So I spend my time doing that. We have a foundation, templemayfoundation.org, which we try to connect our whole entire community, whether you're a volunteer, whether you're a corporate wellness sponsor, I don't care what you are. How do you get invested to make our whole entire city equitable, you know? And that's really it, you know, meet with cool guys like you guys and talk to you and just kind of share the culture of our city and how beautiful and amazing it really is.
To go back to the start of this interview, when you talk about your senior year and the shoulder injury, do you think that was kind of foreshadowing to what now has evolved into what you're doing? Like, do you go back to those times and think, I was down bad then, and I'm going to make sure that other people don't get through this mentally?
I love that question, because you're right. I thought I was prepared. I really did. And I had no idea. And granted, no disrespect to the Rockhurst program, but at a young youth, a lot of us went in to just your typical lifts, your bench press, your squat. The speed and agility and quickness, the sports performance side of it was kind of like a bonus, you know, if you can afford it, maybe.
Right.
So, you know, really adopting that to my lifestyle. And be honest with you, going into Mizzou, I was kind of paralyzed. That summer, I should have returned back to campus. They should have sent me right back home because I had no idea that you had to run 110s in 110 degree weather. I had no idea that you're going to be with your strength coaches like 80, 90% of the time. And so for them to tell me what to do when I just, you know, my career, I had 80 touchdowns, 8,000 yards. Like, that's really hard to tell me, well, I didn't do this in high school. Why do I need to do this in college?
Yeah.
But that is the direct indication of your mental. They're reporting back to your coaches who are going to be with you all year. And I think a lot of our players get sent back because of that discipline is not instilled with them. And we haven't even talked about the injury prevention side of it. So you're right. I come back very passionate to tell people, like, I should have been one of those guys my freshman year sent back home because of, no, I don't want to run and lift weights.
Yeah, it's crazy, though, because you were better than everybody else, and you didn't have to do that. And we talk about that all the time with guys coming up to the big league level, right? Or just into the NFL. You're better than everybody else. You really didn't have to work all that hard. And then you get to the level where everybody's the same or better than you, and you're like, whoa, that's a big – what was that wake-up call like for you?
You know what? It is a I would say it's a rude awakening, but at the same time, it's such a boils your competitiveness, right? Because you are representing your city and your state. And what I mean by that is what you're alluding to. There's so many people in Florida, St. Louis, you name it, that are the best of the best. And when they come there, they know they have a sense of pride of who they are and what they come from. And so when you're in that environment, there's a sense of competition. Mm-hmm. And if you're not doing the little things on and off the field that are going to separate you, you will get passed up because the talent pool is just one. It's so close. And so when we talk about the sports performance, that is the mental conditioning side. That's the mental side of it, too. When we talk about the word GOATs, you're always talking about the mental, what they're doing outside of the court, you know, the things that they're eating, which I think that's your mental capacity too. How you're taking care of your body, knowing your body, what's hurting and what is out of alignment. If you're not doing that care at that level, you can't survive. It's just no way. To be honest with you, I don't think you can do it in high school and college because we put our kids through so much at a young age, their body's breaking down way quicker. So we're not giving them the tools to even rest or know about, you know, off days and how to restore. And we just think that competition, pump, 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 we're going to burn our kids up mentally and physically.
And I see it too, having kids in high school now and seeing some of their friends, right? Like already having injuries. You haven't even started high school sports yet. You're already dealing with injuries and you're playing volleyball 17 days a week and softball and all this stuff. I mean, we are as parents and it is the parents' fault in all of this. We're going to burn our kids out. I have a friend, my friend, Diane Houston, you know, Diane, right?
Yes.
Don't you, Tony? She could have played golf at any college. She could have been on the LPGA tour. Got burnt out by the time she was 18. She was that good a golfer, but played that much. Like, I'm done with it. You don't want those stories. You don't want people to have that, you know?
You don't want them. And you're right. Parents have to take accountability. They have to have that self-reflection and to truly let their kids be what they want to be. I think sometimes we project so much into our kids and we just don't know it. And the pressures that they truly have to perform or to just do it, it's just not fair. And so I think it's brave when kids don't want to play. I think it's brave when kids want to try and explore different things. And so I think we need to normalize that and then and let kids just be kids, you know.
Yeah,
truly.
So we wrap this up. You know, what do you got going on? What do you got coming up? Or, you know, some events you got going around the city?
Yeah, just in totality, we try our best to bring wellness programming throughout the community. And in our efforts, we celebrate that at the Kansas City Zoo. We're going to do that this year, Tuesday, July 15th. And 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And this is a day where we have over 3,000 guests from Operation Breakthrough. It's an inclusive event for Special Olympics. Missouri and Kansas will be involved. And our Upper Room KC Kids provides over 1,200 kids. This will be an event where we have plenty of wellness providers that are going to provide fun, inclusive activities. And then we're going to use that day to just really celebrate those kids and all of our community sponsors and donors that are just great. So That's what we have going on. And we'd love for people just to come out. And if you see some of our kids, give them a high five. And yeah,
true. Tell Jerry to stop calling.
Yeah, I think Jerry hits me. He hears me right now.
Yeah, he does.
Wants to get the shout out. So hello, Godfather.
Yeah.
Hello, America.
Doing well. Yep, they've been a part of the event. They're doing great things. And these are the type of people that we always want to invite to what we're doing.
Yeah, it's awesome. So where can people go on the web to find that?
TempleMayFitness.com or TempleMayFoundation.org. Please check it out. See what we're doing. Volunteer, ask questions. We're always there to help.
As Jerry would always say,
hello, America.
Not that's only right. that, and then
60 seconds on Jerry Anselmo. Go.
I do want to give you this. This is from the text line. It says, shout out to Tony Temple. I graduated with Liddell Betts. Never thought I'd ever see a better high school running back until I saw
Liddell
Tony
was
play.
Good, and then Tony came along. Yeah.
Thank you, Tony T, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so
appreciate
much. Good luck
guys.
With everything. Stay good, man.
Thanks,
thank
Tony.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Shout out to Tony Temple. Thanks for the time, brother. We appreciate it. Some knowledgeable stuff there.
Yeah, good stuff that he's doing in the community, man. I'm really proud of Tony and everything that he's been able to accomplish. He's an awesome guy, awesome dude. And you can check him out at templemadefitness.com.
Someone from the 620 says, great interview, fellas. I know we don't always agree on our takes, but I appreciate a good interview, and you guys just had one right there. That wasn't us.
Yeah.
That was that dude that sat across from us, Tony Temple. If you missed it, you can go check it out on the podcast page on 96.5 The Fan.
And so, really good stuff to hear actually from an athlete to say, I didn't realize how hard it was going to be to make that jump. You know, and we do. We talked about it earlier with Simmons, right? You know, making that jump from college to the pros. And I said, look, he's not playing against Northwestern anymore. He's playing against real men right now in the NFL. And Tony went from just the workout. He wasn't even on the field in high school yet. He goes, I should have been sent home. I had no idea what that jump was going to be like and how big that gap is. And I think that's something, you know, that I've always kind of kept in mind when we're evaluating these young players. You got to give them an opportunity to learn. When you took your job first out of college, whatever it was, right, whatever your career was, you weren't as good the first day as you were 5 years later or 3 years later, even a year later. Once you kind of realize what it takes to be successful in that industry or in that sport, you don't know until you don't know. And so the good ones understand when they go in, there's going to have to be some adjusting and growing up and all that kind of stuff. And they're the ones who make the adjustments and they're the ones that stay around. The guys that refuse to make the adjustments and don't want to learn right away, well, they're the ones that fail. And you go, whatever happened to that guy? Well, he thought he was better than everybody else. And then he realized he wasn't.
Yeah, I think it's also kind of crazy how, like, you know, how we evolve and, you know, an age, because I'm 37, gonna be 38. Tony's 40, right?
Just about 40. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, 39, 40. Yeah.
And the thing that's crazy is, like, people that I went to high school with that watched him play high school are now also, you know, mid, late 30s, maybe early 40s. And they can relate to all of that, what he was talking about. Like, he said, he's like, they shut down barbershops. They shut down this stuff. Everybody went to games.
In 2004, I was 27 years old, right? I was doing, you know, whatever I was doing on the radio at that time. I think I was still probably doing the Royals pre and post at that point in time, because that was the 2004 season. So I was still doing that, getting ready to take over mornings and do that kind of stuff. And so I'm 27 years old, right? 27 years old on a Friday night. The last thing you're doing is going to a high school football game usually, right? Oh, no, we all went to that game. Like, Bobby Bakers could wait that night. Like, everybody rolled down to Rockhurst to watch that game. And then we went over to Bobby Bakers, of course, afterwards. But I mean, that night was like, we're going to this game. We're not going to miss this game, because at that point in time, that Rockhurst Blue Springs game was probably the biggest game we'd ever did see, you know, in Kansas City, at least in our generation. I'm sure somebody's got a game from the 60s that was big or something, right? But for where we were in time, that was like a must-see sporting event. The Royals weren't any good. The Chiefs weren't any good. Sporting Kansas City was the Wizards at the time. The Current didn't exist. I mean, that was what we had in 2004.
Yeah, it was great, man. It was it was a fun time to be alive. So we talked about the Home Run Derby coming up on Monday night. Mm-hmm. I'll be intrigued by that. I love the All-Star Game for baseball. I think it's the best one there is.
By far.
Just because it's the closest thing to the real thing.
Yeah.
And I love Home Run Derby. I'll watch that. And then normally the celebrity softball games put on the TV as I turn over to go to sleep, depending on how long the Home Run Derby goes. But the Home Run Derby odds are out. And they are, Mr. Fesco.
Yeah, Cal Raleigh is your favorite at plus 325, okay, followed by O'Neill Cruz at plus 350, which is interesting because O'Neill Cruz is not a huge home run hitter, right? But when he hits the ball, obviously he knocks the snot out. He only got 11 or something like that this year. So that's funny that he's number two in odds. Ronald Acuna Jr. plus 500, James Wood plus 550, Byron Buxton plus 800, and then Rooker, Jazz Chisholm plus 1,000, and then Junior Camarino at plus 1,100 to win. Who do you like from an odds standpoint in that one? Like, where do you think, like, okay, that would be a good one to bet on because the odds are a little bit, you know, better than whatnot. I think the Rooker one, man, that's kind of a sneaky one for me. Plus 1,000, 10 to 1. You think you put a little money on Brent Rooker to go over the number there?
10 bucks for 100? Let's go.
Oh, no, Cruz, 16 home runs.
16.
Yeah. Okay. But he's got superstar power.
Yeah.
I will say my odds that I would like would be James Woods. Not James Woods. James Wood.
Singular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus 550. I think that's when you throw, you know, $10, $20 on.
Yeah.
Youth, swing, power. The guy's long, powerful, strong, superstar, youth, nothing to really prove.
Right.
Right. Cal Raleigh goes in there. Hey, man, you're supposed to be the guy. You hit all these home runs, go do it. Cal Raleigh, I think fatigue would kick in. Which will kick in for everybody, but I would take either James Wood or I would take Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yeah, you realize that fatigue late in that thing, man. After that thing keeps going, you see how exhausted these guys are. I mean,
I just remember watching Bobby last
year.
Yes. Bobby seemed like one of the guys that's in the most greatest shape of his life. And by the time he got into the final round, he's just, you know, like, ugh, this is tough. Like, this is not what you think it's going to be. And then you get up there and you're swinging, you know, for the fences every swing, which means you're going, you know, hard in the paint to get it right out. And I think when you look at these guys, James Wood has the most relaxed, very comfortable swing that can go out of the ballpark.
And I don't know what the ballpark in Washington is like. I don't know if the ball flies out of there, if it's a small ballpark or anything like that, if he has some sort of advantage like that. But I think Major League Baseball, if you're MLB, you probably want Cal Raleigh or O'Neill Cruz to win this thing. Those are kind of your younger guys and an opportunity to really put them out there in the foresight. James Wood as well, another young player that you can kind of put out there and do his thing. But I hope Cal Raleigh puts on a show. I mean, did you hear his comments that were caught on mic the other day about Aaron Judge? Not wrong about what he said about Aaron Judge, about, you know, his home runs are pretty much meaningless home runs because everybody talks about it. If that doesn't fire Aaron Judge up, I don't know what will.
Well, I mean, he got him to hit six runs in the final three innings last night in the game where there were no hit in that game. But no, I mean, I disagree with this text that they tried and tried, but the home run derby's going away of the dunk contest. There's just no incentives anymore. No one cares. That's not true.
No, I don't think that is the case.
Everybody cared last year in Kansas City, and nobody knew. You can say that nobody knows who these guys are. How many people didn't know who Bobby Witt was last year that know now?
Yeah.
This is a huge opportunity for young superstars. Oh, no, Cruz?
Yep.
Not even an all-star, but they knew that he had power and they could be on, maybe put on a show. Ronald Acuna is coming back from injury, and he plays for the Braves. There's that aspect. Cal Raleigh, the big dumper. Right. Everybody loves that nickname. It works for baseball. People enjoy it. So you may not like it, but to say that nobody cares that it's the dunk competition, I totally disagree.
No, because we're actually using players that you know. The dunk competition is using minor leaguers.
This guy's won in the last, 3 years? He plays in the G League?
And I couldn't tell you what his name was.
Mac
right now.
Alford.
If you gave me $1 million right now, Mac is his name? Mac. Mac Hollins? Is that the guy?
Mac McClung.
Okay, great. Edie, there was an Edie McClung who played in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you know, character actor from the 80s. I don't know if there's any relation to her. But I think these are guys, you know, like these are dudes that are in the all-star game for the most part. Obviously O'Neill Cruz is not, but you know who these players are. This isn't the dunk contest where they're using minor leaguers. If Major League Baseball was going to do it like the dunk competition, they're rolling out the best AAA hitters, you know, the best minor leaguers. That's what that would be like. These are Major League Baseball players, man. It's nothing like the dunk competition.
Well, yeah, these are great players, one, two, but also just from a competition standpoint, they're hitting home runs. It is something that you can watch and be interested in every time. We've seen the same dunks. Aaron Gordon and Zach Levine was the last interesting dunk contest. It wasn't because those were great stars. Aaron Gordon, Zach Levine. It's because the dunks were badass. We hadn't seen those dunks before. It's harder to do now. We've seen every dunk. Cool, you're going to jump over a car. You're going to get the ball from... I mean, it's just not this... Home runs, this has got a bigger lifespan.
No doubt. And people in the text are saying, I hope Cags is in the All-Star game next year, the Home Run Derby next year when we see him. Hey, man, you keep hitting 466-foot home runs and you do it more consistently. I mean, I'm not saying that you won't see him there next year, but I'm not saying you will. But if, you know, he starts figuring things out, let's say the end of the year he finishes with, I'm just going to be hypothetical here, or hyperbolic. Let's say he finishes the year with 25 home runs, right? That's, there'll be nerds out there that would say, okay, if he played 162 games, this would equal 51 home runs if Jack Caglione played a full season.
Right, yeah, something like
and
that.
And then if he does that and then moves on to the next year and he's still going, then you will see 14 and Royal Blue playing that All-Star.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And they're doing a good thing by picking a lot of young guys. Like O'Neill Cruz is on his first contract. Obviously, James Wood is on his first contract. When you start to look at, you know, where these guys are, Buxton is, I don't know if he's technically young, but, you know, he's a star player in baseball. Cunha is as well, the hometown guy. I mean, you know, so there are young players. There are some household names. There's the guy who, you know, lives there in Atlanta that's participating in it. And you got a veteran, you know, kind of Cal Raleigh right now who's entering his prime. Tube.
Yeah, 28 years old.
I mean, that's
prime baseball.
That's,
man,
right there. That's right where you want to be in baseball.
23 is when you start getting the notice of who you are, and then by about 26 to 30, if you hit that juice, then I mean, that's where we're getting ready to see Bobby go for the next few years.
Yeah,
can't wait, man. I can't wait, because, like, I don't know, the home run derby just does it for me. Like, I even entered the sweepstakes where, like, if you retweeted it and like did something else, they were giving away all three versions of baseballs for home run derby, because, you know, the last one's like the money ball.
Yeah, right.
I just always thought it'd be great to go to a home run derby and, like, catch a home run or have one of those home run derby balls, just because it's such an anomaly to anything else.
Yeah. Have you been to a home run derby before?
No, I wasn't. I didn't have the money to go.
Mac, you didn't go. I got to go here in St. Louis, and the St. Louis one was interesting because Pujols was in it, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole place was packed.
Is that the one he took like 5 hours to do it?
No, okay. He was out after the first round. You want to talk about a ballpark emptying?
Really? Let's see.
As soon as Albert was eliminated, everybody was gone. You know, everybody left. And, you know, they're fun to watch, but after a while, it kind of gets a little bit repetitive. I think it's a better TV sport than it is an in-person sport.
Makes sense.
Somebody says, if dunks are boring, home runs are more boring. I've seen the ball go over the wall a million times. But at like 488 feet on a 32 launch angle.
At a constant battle like that, exactly. Pitch after pitch after pitch it's after constant pitch. You're fighting the clock. You got to deal with,
like, he needs two more, and he's only got this much time. It's not the same at all.
I also think it'd be cool if you took all the kids off the field in the last out, and instead of a magic ball, you gave them a metal bat.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be sick.
Imagine what Cal Raleigh would do with a metal bat. Imagine what Bobby Wood Jr.
Imagine what anybody in the big leagues would do with a metal bat.
That'd be dangerous.
Yeah,
that'd be a weapon at that point. Quarter century conversations continue to be talked about throughout anything. You want to be the Patriots? Well, in this article, you've been just absolutely sandwiched between the Patriots. The number one team in the quarter century was that 07 Patriots team. We could all agree, right? That was like one of the most dominant, best teams.
But they never finished, man. Imagine if they had finished and won that damn Super Bowl.
Fair.
What the conversation would be like about that. They would be undisputed the greatest single team in NFL history.
Yeah, how can you be number one if you didn't win?
I don't know. And they said that in the article. Not every team in this is obviously a Super Bowl winner, because you've had some repeats, you know, and whatnot. I mean, baseball hasn't had a repeat champ since 98-99.
And they were the Yankees.
Of course. Of course.
It's about to be the Dodgers this year. The second best team of the quarter century was that 2019 Chiefs team that went 12-4, number two seed. Won the Super Bowl. That was the prime. That was the peak. That was where it all was born, right? You lost to Brady the year before. You got to the Super Bowl in dramatic fashion the next year by coming from behind against Houston, Tennessee, San Francisco in the Super Bowl, and Jet Chip Wasp was born. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill's career was basically born. Patrick Mahomes was now the new GOAT.
Right.
And Travis Kelce was in the middle of his prime.
Yep, absolutely. And do you think that's the best team of this run?
No doubt.
I would say what at number six is the 2022 Chiefs would be my.
It's an interesting conversation to have. You know, I think my favorite Super Bowl and championship is last year, the 2023 Kansas City Chiefs, because they were 11-6 or whatever it was, and Kadarius Toney and Patrick Mahomes overcame so much. They won on the road and all that kind of stuff and won the Super Bowl. Like, that's my favorite of all of them, because they did everything that everybody said, well, they haven't done this, and they went out there and basically gave the double bird to everybody and won that damn thing. And that was fun. But that wasn't the best team, obviously.
No.
The best team, I think you could have a really big debate between 22 and 19. And I know for a lot of people, and this is a good thing, I get them all mixed up.
Yeah, exactly. Which one was that?
Yeah, the 22 team, they say, is the Chiefs went 14-3, got MVP season for Patrick Mahomes, because that was year one without Tyreek Hill. They said, oh, yep. I can't do it. The offense is going to struggle. They let in every offensive statistical category. Boom. Mahomes was MVP.
5,000 yards.
Bags defense made strides that would help Kansas City reinvent itself during a dynasty. The three losses came by a combined 10 points.
That's insane right there. Like, yeah. Dominance.
And like most Chiefs teams this era, it was clutch. The Chiefs' late-game heroics included a last-minute drive to beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl, but the refs gave them the time.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah.
I think you always remember 2019 because it was the first. Right? And the first is always the best.
You always remember drama.
You
do. You probably, to this day, remember the color of the couch or the chair that you were in watching that Houston Texans game.
Houston Texans game, I was at the stadium.
Yeah, so that chair was red.
Red. Yeah. No, it was black. They're black chairs.
Oh, they were black chairs?
Because in the press box, I was working that day.
Oh, that sucks.
That's the last time I think, you know, that
You're like, I'm never doing this again.
No, I didn't.
I want to enjoy it. I don't have to go down there and think, how's it feel to win that game?
Yeah,
great.
Right, yeah. But that was the Frank Clark stuff. And, the first. And I got the opportunity to get Frank Clark screaming and yelling for the guy with the hair. And and so that was always good. But, ever since then, I'm like, nah, we're going. It's up here with you guys anymore. I'm going down and I'm going to be in the crowd and I'm going to be part of this and celebrate and have a good time.
Yeah, I agree. The first one is my favorite, too. But I would just say because of Mahomes' development and his evolution as a quarterback, coupled with that elite defense, that's why I'll do 2022.
What felt better? The first one or the one without Tyreek where they said the offense was
that good? One. Because
you lost to Brady the year before and you thought to yourself, this is the farthest.
Lost to Joe Burrow the year before.
I'm talking about 19.
Oh, okay.
So in the first year, you lose to Brady and everybody's like, this is the furthest I've ever seen this team get. Classic Chiefs fashion, D Ford breaks your heart. Tom Brady celebrates on the field, and you're like, I hate that team.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you become that team.
You've become that
team. So I think 22 feels better, but 19, by God, man, when you watch that, like coming back from losing the AFC Championship game to the Houston Texans game, you're down 24-0, you're like, really?
Yeah.
Again. And then you play Tennessee, and you're like, how is this team beating us? Sammy Watkins, how you doing?
Woo.
And then you watch the Super Bowl, and you're down 11. Right, or 10, with whatever 11, 7 minutes and 47 seconds left, boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, they show that the next morning you see this was at 7:47, and it's all San Francisco's team celebrating the end zone about a pick six. And then it says, this is the end of the game, and it's Mahomes and confetti. And you're like, I lived that.
Yeah,
I have zero fingernails left. I have no skin on any of
this. Seriously, dude. Yeah.
I was watching that game with Vip at a bar in Miami. Oh. I mean, it was insane.
How are his eyes?
Glossy. he was glazed over at that point.
For sure.
But I think for me, as each day, I want more and more. I want this team to win more and more and more, because the more they win, the more they stick it to everybody else who's out there saying, oh, the Chiefs are washed, the Chiefs are done, we're tired of the Chiefs, time to move on, you know, from the Kansas City Chiefs. So to me, each one becomes even sweeter because it's more and more of a reflection of up yours to everybody else who wants to doubt this team. You can doubt the Chiefs, as Mitch used to say, but you have to deal with the Chiefs, right? And they're still not going anywhere. And the more you complain and the more you don't want them there, the more they're going to be there. And that's what I like about this one, because it just continues to fuel the fire, the spite fire. It, for me now, they're all spite wins going forward, right? Every one of these wins, every game that they beat somebody's brains in is a spite win, and I take pride like a proud papa in all of those. I love it.
I love the 22 one because it always goes back to when Jordan sat down with Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Garnett after the Celtics won. And I love this quote that he gave me. He goes, you win one, it's a fluke. You win two, you're the truth. They beat the Eagles again in dramatic fashion. I'm like, all right, this team's here to stay. You cannot say anything about this team. They didn't just get a surprise win like the Rams did with McVay and all those guys, and you know how they're doing their thing. They haven't been back, right? They haven't seen that Super Bowl team again. The Chiefs have now been five times, and they've won it three.
Yeah.
And they're here to stay.
And the only runs who have been back other than the Chiefs have been Philadelphia and San Francisco. I mean, that's it. That's remarkable, too, that the Chiefs have been in five Super Bowls and played two opponents.
Crazy. It's insane.
Those are some Chiefs memories. It's been 10 years. The Mets are in town, so we get back to our World Series memories with those damn Mets here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
So far, Halloween's a bigger letdown than being a Mets fan.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Royals Mets this weekend. Josh Vernier at 6 o'clock with the On Deck Show.
I've always wondered the sanity of a human being that grows up in the New York area and chooses the Mets to be their team over the Yankees. I've never understood why, on God's green earth, you would choose to be a Mets fan. Yeah, maybe, there's no reason.
Maybe Sting's a Mets fan.
Sweet. And I promise you'll be able to understand all the words. Not like Sting, where you can only understand the last three.
That's right, Vip. No, so 2015, 10 years ago, it was those Mets. What do you remember most?
Me, I told the story on Instagram, so I'll save it for there. It's what I remember most is a very kind of selfish memory, because it was 2:34 in the morning, and I'm standing on the field at Citi Field with Dayton. And I looked at Dayton, I go, man, it's pretty cool. He goes, yeah. I go, do you understand what you accomplished? He goes, no. So I didn't think so.
This is Blue Blazer Bob, right?
Yeah.
Be in the Royals Hall of Fame.
It should be in the Royals Hall of Fame. Kurt's going to put it in there.
He must still be asleep.
He just texted about Edie McClurg. You know, he's like, she's from KCK. I go, yeah, I did. You know. So that was the moment. Like Dayton not understanding the magnitude of how big that meant for Kansas City, because those guys are just so wired the next day. And, you know, they tell the story of 2014 when we were down there celebrating on the field. The front office was upstairs. They're passing out, all right, here are all the free agents. Let's go. Let's get to work. And you knew it was go time. And that's the, I don't want to say the problem that I have sometimes, you know, with professional sports, but, you know, my dad, when I was eight, told me to enjoy the moments. And I've lived that for my entire life when it comes to watching sports. And the guys that are involved in it, man, it's just on to the next. It's like, we've already missed a month of the offseason. You don't understand. Like football, too. That's what makes this Chiefs run so much more impressive. They're playing into February. Everybody else is done in January, you know?
Yeah, I think my biggest moment is kind of a combined moment, because Vern and then Hosmer told us this, too, as he's been on the show before, is Hosmer makes that error, and then Gordon hits that home run. Yep. Everybody remembers Gordon's home run, right?
Well, the Hosmer error was huge.
And Gordon points to the sky. Familia was like Class A at the time. I mean, I don't know if he's that good, but he was their closer, man. Mm-hmm. It was like this guy comes in to shut this thing down. And Hosmer made the error, and Gordon hits the home run. And after you see the home run, you watch it, and you hear the sound and everything like that. Super cool. You go back and you watch players' reactions.
Haas.
And you look at Haas, and he's just absolutely just relieved, because he knew at that moment, he told us that. He's like, man, when Gordo hit that, you know, he's like, he came back to the dugout. He's like, I got you. You know, it was like one of those things, like that shows so much magnitude of what that team was. Next man up, keep the line moving. Yes, Haas made an error, but you got other guys that can do this too. This isn't a one-man game. This is a team sport. And Gordon's home run was special. The mad dash from Hosmer was special. But seeing him just let out all that, like, stress and know at that moment something special was about to happen, and it did, and they won the World Series.
And, you know, relieved is a good way to describe Eric Hosmer. I love the fact that you use that word, because that's what it was. It was a relief. That wasn't excitement. That wasn't joy. That was like, oh, thank God, I'm off the hook. Because if they lose that game, he becomes the villain. And then if you end up losing that series, everybody goes, God, if Hodge doesn't make that error in the first game, you know? Right. And it changes the course of everything. But I have a hard time letting 14 and 15 go. And I don't know if that's just me getting old or what. But, like, as great as this Chiefs run has been, that 14 and 15 run, there's nothing better. And I love every minute. I like 14 more than I liked 15, because 14 was all new. We had never experienced winning in this town, right? To that level, right? Give me 85. Nobody was around. So for all of us, it was the first time that we were experiencing winning, and we were all learning how to win at the same time, learning what to do. Nobody was going to work. It was a freaking party in this town for an entire month that just never ended, and it was epic. And then it rolled into 15, and then 15 was great, you know, with those world championship wins. But the build in 14 to get to where you were in 15 was just as good, if not better. And I have a hard time letting go of those teams, because it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. It's now a decade. But man, they brought us so much just special times in this town and gave us that taste of winning. And the Chiefs look at that and go, all right, fine, hold our beer. Here's what we're going to do. Because that motivated the Chiefs. I tell that story all the time, hearing from people in the Chiefs organization. Those parades motivated the Chiefs to get moving in the right direction.
No doubt.
If Alex could find something to pull, get it in the air, he would get some help. Familia's next pitch. Belted to deep center. Back goes Lagares. And gone, Alex Gordon. He didn't need the win.
You know where I was when he hit that?
In a bathroom?
Sitting right behind Denny.
Oh, wow.
On the stairs, because it was getting late, you know, and I'm starting to walk around because the tiredness, there's extra innings, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we were all kind of hanging out in the booth, and he hit that home run. I'm like, damn. That was awesome.
Oh, chills, man. You talk about feeling your plums one more time.
If Alex could find something to pull, get it in the air, he would get some help. Familia's next pitch. Belted to deep center. Back goes Lagares. And gone, Alex Gordon. He didn't need the wind.
He didn't need the wind.
Yep.
Oh, man, you talk about putting sweat in the bathtub. That's the definition right there.
Yeah, man.
And that will always be a statue. Like, that will be Gordon's statue. Is that point to the sky.
Is there a better pose for a statue than that, too? Rounding first with the one up in the sky. I mean, it's just such a good statue.
You think about Gordon's first time ever at the K, the Golden Sombrero. Yep. Embarrassment opening day for him, crushing, and then you get that moment.
You know what's interesting? Today I saw he's eligible for the Hall of Fame already, right? Oh, now, yeah. I don't believe he's a Hall of Famer. He's a very nice player here in Kansas City. He's one of our guys, but he's not a Major League Hall of Famer or anything like that, but he's eligible in 2016 or 2026 for the Hall of Fame. Alex Gordon has been already retired 5 years, and he's eligible for the Hall of Fame. That's how fast time goes, guys. I mean, it just feels like a blink of an eye that Alex Gordon was the next George Brett, you know?
It's crazy to think, too, because I do agree with this from the 816, and I know that I'm biased towards baseball. Chiefs run is amazing, but this city is a baseball city, and when we are winning, nothing is better.
It's 100%.
I mean, that playoff atmosphere, like, even when you go back to 14 and watch, you know, we talk about how, you know, the relief of Eric Hosmer. Imagine relief Ned had when Salvador Perez hits that ball down. I mean, Ned was gone.
No, fire.
I mean, he was gone, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that was a home game, too, so he could have had everything boxed up. He'd have never seen Ned again.
Yeah. And there's Salvador, a lot of people that believe a lot of people would have been fired had that 14 game, that wild card game, ended up going the opposite direction.
Oh, yeah. And they won that game, and then obviously they lose that World Series, and the next year, we're not going again. Yeah. We're not going to go away again quickly. We're going to win this whole
thing. They won that thing in October of 2014 when they lost that game. And you know, the old story that we've told for years is we were in that locker room and we walked out and Josh and I looked at each other and go, that was fun. Meanwhile, those guys in that locker room were pissed and mad and angry. And that was the night they decided, we're winning this thing next year. We're not going to get this close and not win this whole damn thing. And they made up their minds that day. And they lived up to it. You know, a lot of teams will say, we're going to win, we're going to take care of business and all this kind of, you know, stuff. And these guys actually did it. They actually went out there and did it, you know, and that doesn't happen all the time.
Speaking of somebody pissed.
Last night, I was just walking to the store, you know, going through my little routes, getting my couple little snacks and stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm on the side over here and I just see people running and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? I didn't know what was going on, you know? I was like, a little nervous. Next thing I know, I just kept walking. I see mad people I just see something big just walking just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise you, it went right over there. And it said, rawr! And I just kept walking. I seen it, seen me, see it. So in my head, I'm like, I gotta go, man. I'm out. I ain't about to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Play with nobody. I ain't about to. Look, they probably done seen it right now, so I don't know what's going on, but...
That's going to be the Mets mentality when they see the Royals come onto the field.
Like I saw a mountain lion in his neighborhood.
Rawr. Shout out Curtis Jones.
Yeah. I seen him, seen me, seen him, and I'm gone.
No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side, it's Rich of the Week. It's brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles. We've got three nominees for Rich of the Week on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.